Good morning. We're so delighted that you are here this morning, and we hope that the service is a blessing to you. We want to welcome two wonderful women back to Ephraim Moravian Church, Katie Dahl and Cindy Steele. They have been a bulwark to us, especially when we began this journey in March, thinking that we would just be shut down for a couple of weeks. And I called on Katie to sing, and I'd call on Cindy to sing, and we kept doing that over and over and over again. And they were always so gracious to come here and lend their considerable talents. So it's such a delight that they are here together today. What I've admired about Katie is her innovation during this time of COVID-19. She's used to singing with crowds. So instead of crowds, what she's done are sidewalk concerts and Zoom concerts and any other type of media she could find so that she could continue to share her talents. And Cindy is our neighbor. She's the chair of Northern Sky Theater's board of directors, and she has been generous with her gift of music, not only singing, but coaching. And there's been a few times that I have gone to Cindy and said, "Help. It's out of my range. I don't know how to sing this." And she's been so generous with her time coaching me. We'd also like to welcome Rob and Barbara Meyer. Rob is our lay reader for today. Rob and Barbara will be coming into membership, and I'll say more about them later on in the service. Next Sunday, we are privileged to have a baptism here. So even though the doors are closed, we still do ministry, and we're welcoming our newest member into the fellowship. Colin Welford's concerts begin this week. I sent an email out about it, and if you're interested in attending, I need to know at the latest by 1 p.m. today, because of course we have to set up lists and we have to make sure that a limited amount of people are in the church. So we need to know today by 1 o'clock. Let us turn our hearts to worship the Lord.
and your pork prints fall uneven. When your goodnight prayer is a vacant stare, as you raise your face to heaven. When your eyes are dry and you don't know why, your lips too cracked for deep enough, you will find solid ground. When your simple song is no longer strong, the silence in you is growing. When the pale half moon hums a goodbye to him, and his eye is near to closing.
There's no room to be running.
If you go far enough, you will always come back round. If you dig deep enough, you will find solid ground.
One cop town, I won't be back tomorrow.
I'll leave my song for you to carry along. It's always yours tomorrow. If you go far enough, you will always come back. Dig deep enough, you will find solid ground. If you go far enough, you will always come back round. If you dig deep enough, you will find solid ground.
Find solid
Our watchword for the week is taken from Psalms chapter 96, verse 2. Sing to the Lord, bless his name, tell of his salvation from day to day. Now please join us for our opening hymn, How Can I Keep from Singing?
Real low far off here.
come to that time of our worship service when we bring our praise reports and our prayer concerns. For our praise reports, we are so grateful to God for Aiden. He has recovered well from surgery. We're so grateful for Herman. Herman is a friend of my brother's, and he is out of the hospital doing well. We're so grateful to hear that Dean is responding to experimental treatments and his tumors are shrinking. We're also grateful to report that Winnie has recuperated well from COVID-19 and should be back to work midweek. And we're also so grateful that Diane Kirkland and her sister Kathy have been given another year of life. Diane is here today, as she is every week, helping us with our worship service, so we're so grateful for them. For our prayer concerns, we want to remember Eleanor. This is Eunice's sister, was taken to the hospital, and they're looking for a rehab facility for her. We want to remember Kevin in our prayers. He is most likely will be needing a transplant. We'd like to continue to remember Tom, who is recovering. Betty had a fall yesterday in her home and had surgery yesterday, and she will be brought home by David tomorrow, so let us remember Betty in our prayers. We also want to remember Rhea, who's scheduled for surgery this week, and for John, and for our little boy, Jade and Michael, who we've been praying for, and also the family of Maria Johnson Pellerin. This is Sarah's mom. Lily, Hunter, and Addie's grandmother passed away this week. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we are so grateful to be here today, so grateful for another year of life that you've given to Diane and Kathy, so grateful to hear that Aiden has recovered well from surgery. So grateful that Herman is out of the hospital. So grateful that Dean is responding well to treatments. We ask that you would continue to heal and strengthen him. So grateful to hear the good report about Winnie. We ask that you would be with Eleanor, that you would grant to her your strength and your peace, that Kevin might know your healing mercy, that Tom might be strengthened each and every day. We ask for your grace for Betty and your strength as she recovers from her fall. As Rhea enters into surgery, we ask that the divine physician would accompany her and would bring healing hands to her doctors and nurses. We ask that you would be with John as he struggles, that you would grant to him your peace, that Jade and Michael might come to know you early. We ask that you would be with Sarah and her entire family as they mourn the death of Maria. We thank you for her life and her witness. We ask all of this in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson is taken from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians and God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you, and you mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor and of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, that he has chosen you because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in Holy Spirit, and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of people we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you may you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place where your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to speak about it. For the people of those regions report about us what kind of welcome we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols, to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath that is coming. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Such a long time gone. I've spent a lifetime stacking words like bricks in the hot sun, and I'm tired of trying to understand why we can't all sing our own song in this foreign. Like decades since I've seen a friend, I've been such a long time gone. Who knows how all my stories end and the places I've gone wrong, where I've fallen, where I've stood up straight and true. It feels like decades since I've seen your friend. The good Lord knows I've been missing you. Such a long time gone. Could you give me just a place to stay? Play me that old song, you know that one. Always brings a smile to my face. I'm too old for my age, and I've made time gone. It's been years since I've seen the stars or watched this darkness run into daylight. It's been years since I haven't been afraid. Time gone. Now I have a place to lay my head. Pray the night outruns all these demons
that have chased me across the map. So tomorrow I'll be walking in as much light as I have. Yeah, tomorrow I'll be walking in. Tomorrow I'll be walking in. Tomorrow I'll be walking in as much light as I.
Our reflection is written by Pastor Dan Olson. Oblivious as they think I am, I know good and well that my children imitate me behind my back. Actually, I've seen them do it, and much to my chagrin, they're pretty good at it. After all, imitation is a very fine form of flattery. I enjoy watching people and observing their quirks, expressions, motivations, and idiosyncrasies. I've been known to mimic people myself once in a while. Watch out, you may be next. On a deeper level, it is through observation, watching, and listening that we imitate our parents' language and their mannerisms. It's not difficult to see character traits among family members. It is through emulating our grandparents and parents that we absorb the content of our faith and hear the stories of Jesus. In his letter to the Thessalonians, Paul urges us to become imitators of the Lord Christ. In doing so, we are inspired by the Holy Spirit to become examples to all others so that they too may encounter the living Lord. You may think that you don't have it within you to express Christ to others, but you do. We really become that which we imitate. So, if we imitate Jesus, we become Jesus to others. If you still feel inadequate, remember the old adage, preach the gospel. If necessary, use words.
Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I just loved Dan Olson's reflection, and when he sent it earlier this week, I wrote him back and said, I would love to hear those imitations. Tell the kids, I want to hear it. And he wrote back, you should live so long. And I said, challenge accepted. So children, if you are listening to me, some of you are friends with me on Facebook, you could send video clips to me by Messenger. I'd love to see those imitations. And it cracked me up so much because my dad has been gone many years and I still have him down cold. I can sit at the kitchen table, take a drag of an imaginary cigarette and launch into a monologue imitating my father. Do any of you do that? And you who have young children, stand by, it's going to happen. Now, I know that, I don't know if my son imitates us, but he did say once, I am a frightening amalgam of you two. You know, our kids have a long time to watch us. And when we think they're not paying attention, they are. And they come out with our mannerisms. And as we grow older, we become more like those parents, either consciously or unconsciously. And so it really intrigued me when I read this passage about the people in Thessalonica who imitated God and Paul, because they had only had 3 weeks with him. If you remember the story back in Acts, Paul came to Thessalonica. He spent 3 Sabbaths, And he talked to people and encouraged them and persuaded them. And after 3 short weeks, a church was formed. Now, it took us a century and a half. Usually takes a little longer to persuade people and get them on board. But such was the power of his proclamation that in 3 weeks they had not only fallen in love with Jesus, they fell in love with Paul. They fell in love with the message. And they embodied it. And it was so stark that people all over the area heard about it. And he said the way that they understood this message was in faith, in hope, and in love. And so that is, when we talk about being imitators of God, it's imitators of the divine parent. Is God your divine parent? And in those 3 ways, we imitate God. We imitate God in faith. And what does that mean? Well, there are many things written about faith, but when I think of faith, I think that's the underpinning of all I do. It's the faith in a God that not only loves us, but is not capricious. Faith in a God who is steadfast. Faith in a God who created this universe. Faith in a God who sustains us and has given us everything for life. Faith in a God who sent a Savior to redeem us. Then there is hope. And hope is the thing that we do not have right now, but we look right around the corner for it. And it's hope in a better future. It's hope that the God who loves us will take us into that better future. And love is faith and hope in action. There was a friend of mine, he was a member of our church, who understood faith, hope, and love. And well into his 80s, he wanted to find another way to express his love. He had faith and hope. And so he joined a little group called Conversation Partners. And in Conversation Partners, you take somebody who's not adept at the English language and you spend time conversing and helping that one. So Harry took on a young lady who needed help in her language skills. She also needed to pass a driving test, and he bravely went out with her so that he could help her with her driving test. And in turn, she adopted he and his wife and had him over for every celebration that the family had. These two people were children of God, and so they expressed their faith and hope in their love for each other. This is how we express faith and hope. There was a man whose funeral I did this week, and I did not know him at all, but what impressed me in the obituary was when they said he took a cognitively impaired couple and for years helped them with their affairs. And the reason he did that was he felt led by God to take care of them. And if we are children of God, if God is our divine parent and we are to be imitators of that divine parent, then we not only have faith, we not only have hope, but we act out of that in love. And so how are we this week going to be reflecting and imitating the divine parent? I hope that those of us who have means will find a way to feed a family that doesn't. I hope that those of us who have time will pick up the phone and call somebody who is lonely. I hope that we who have good penmanship will write a note out, a get well card or a thinking of you card. I hope that we who have, all of us who are 18 or older, will do our civic duty and vote, because that's also expressing love for the community, because we're exercising our civic duties. I hope that in every way we can, we will be mimics of the divine, so that when people look at me, they will see beyond me and see the love and the grace of God. Who's your parent? Are you mimicking God this day? May it be said of us that when somebody sees me and sees you, they see Jesus. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that whether we've known you 5 minutes or 50 years, through the empowering Spirit of Almighty God, we can act in faith, in hope, and in love. May it be said of us that we imitate you in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let it go, my love, my truest. Let it sail on silver wings. Life's a twinkling, that's for certain. But it's such a fine thing. There's a gathering of spirits. There's a festival of friends. And we'll take up where we left off when we all meet again. I can't explain it. I couldn't if I tried. How the only things we carry are things we hold inside, like a day in the open, like a love we won't forget, like a laughter that we started on. It hasn't died down yet. Oh, let it go, my love, my truest. Let it sail on silver wings. Life's a twinkling, that's for certain, but it's such a fine thing. There's a of spirits, there's a festival of friends, and we'll take up where we left off when we all meet again. Yeah, now didn't we? Don't we make it shine? Are we standing in the center of something rare and fine, some glow like ember? Some give it all in one great wave, blowing kisses as they pass. Oh, let it go, my love, my truest. Let it sail on silver wings. Life's a twinkling, that's for certain, but it's such a fine thing. There's a gathering of spirits, there's a festival of friends, and we'll take up where we left off when we all meet again. Yeah, we'll take up
It's such a joy to welcome in new members. And why don't you come up here so everybody can see you and face the camera. This is Rob and Barbara Meyer. Rob and Barbara visited a few times during the summer times when they'd come up to Door County. They would visit with us and then decided to come here and spend half a year here and half a year in St. Louis. And of course, when they did that, it was, a week or two right before the shutdown. And so here are two very active people. Barbara has taught. She was also secretary of a church in Illinois. Rob is in the tech business, and they were raring to go to be part of the fellowship. And then when things shut down, rather than saying, oh, well, they spoke to me about, well, what can we do? Now, you notice in our church, we put people to work right away. So that's why Rob was our lay reader today. And I also asked Rob to help me with some tech problems, which he's done. Barbara was looking for volunteer opportunities, and I know she's been volunteering her time up here in Door County to help folks out. And they're also looking for next year. Hopefully we will be in person, and they're looking for opportunities to serve the Lord. And so we're so delighted that they are here today, and we welcome them into membership. And I can't give you the right hand of fellowship, so I'll give you a virtual hug. And we're so grateful you're here today. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you his peace. In the name of Jesus, amen.